Oh, I hope to be getting out of policing full-time very soon. Because the way that the world is turning now against the cops is just not the way it used to be. One time you put your badge on and you went out there and protected and served, as corny as it sounds. You did what was right for the people. And now it looks like the government is trying to turn around and do what's wrong for every officer out there. Or are they? I'll let you decide. The most recent article of the Daily News talks about proposed federal rules for NYPD training, including Cop 101 advice like, don't be a racist. NYPD recruits are about to get a crash course in the ABCs of policing. The federal monitor overseeing reforms to the NYPD wants the current class of police academy recruits to be taught groundbreaking new concepts. Now, get this. They say it's groundbreaking new concepts. Biggest bunch of crap I've heard in over 32 years of myself being a police officer. These are common sense things. These aren't groundbreaking new concepts. Like, A, don't be racist. Don't mock others. Don't tell sexist jokes. And don't hassle people for no reason. I'm going to say those again. These are the groundbreaking new concepts that are going to be taught at the NYPD Police Academy. Don't be a racist. Don't mock others. Don't tell sexist jokes. And don't hassle people for no reason. The NYPD Inspector General calls for data-driven cop reviews. The monitor, Peter Zimroth, asked Manhattan federal judge Analicia Torres on Monday to approve the stack of new training materials that would be presented to the class of cadets starting in June. Those cadets will be graduating at that time. He, including filings of more than 75 PowerPoint slides that delve into the nitty-gritty of police work, a detailed constitutional stop and frisk practices, and give remedial directions that is hoped the officers already know. Don't intimidate the speech patterns of others. This will appear disingenuous, artificial, and possibly racist. Avoid expressing stereotypical assumptions. He's Irish, but I've never seen him drunk, reads another. The proposed instructional material is the result of a Manhattan federal judge Shira Scheinlin's 2013 ruling declaring NYPD stop and frisk practices unconstitutional. Anyway, I could go on and on and on, but I'll end with this, with a couple of more. Unless you tell a person why you stopped them, they are likely to believe your actions were arbitrary. Also, keep in mind when you stop and question people, you're letting them know, in your judgment, they look wrong, another notes. So again, I've done this for 32 years, 5 months, and we'll be getting out very soon. Don't worry, I'm going to keep doing this show, and I'd like to do other things, but I'm going to continue talking about policing, and maybe now that I will retire, I can say what's really on my mind, and this is probably one of the stupidest things I've heard in a long time. A lot of it's common sense. Can you teach common sense? I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.